Another company has now acquired the drug after it changed hands a couple times. Again, an aggregate drug that had a positive phase 3 study as well as a positive second line study. And they've recently announced an additional new study that will try to further solidify the efficacy and safety factors as the pathway to try to develop an approval around the drug.
What's the design of the new study?
So the design is, again, compared to a best alternative therapy arm in a second line setting.
So just getting back to the Wernicke's, I remember when I heard about it, I thought, wow, that's kind of strange. First of all, how long did it delay things to sort that out?
Well, it delayed in some ways in that the drug was really not developed there for several years. There's a real gap because fedratinib was really only a year or two behind ruxolitinib in terms of its development process. And some of it has to do with just the complexities of rights to the drug and corporate decisions and things of that nature. I think it became fairly clear even soon after the clinical hold that the cases were heterogeneous. It took a while for the rights of the drug to revert back to the original owners of the drug to do a more in-depth analysis around those cases, brought in neurologists and other experts in Wernicke's. Part of the challenge as well is that that's a toxicity that us as hematologists and medical oncologists really aren't used to seeing at any frequency. So it was very atypical for us. And that was part of the issue in both the delay as well as the uncertainty.
Remind me of the pathophysiology of Wernicke's and the clinical symptoms.
Well, basically, it's a type of cognitive impairment, some confusion. It is felt to be due to thiamine deficiency. And the thought was that, again, potentially there was something going on with thiamine metabolism with the agent that was really at play. And that remains a little bit of the question, is that a factor at all? As I mentioned, the only individual that was found to have Wernicke's for certain likely had it at trial entry, and then as they became more mal, had some dehydration and other things with some nausea with the drug in the early study, had that worsen. So the new study has thiamine replacement, has thiamine monitoring, all of those different sorts of parts. It's always possible, of course, that it's just a very rare neurologic toxicity that's not Wernicke's as well. Again, so it's just a very small number. There have been other of the JAK inhibitors that cross the blood-brain barrier that no longer are in development that had some amount of neurologic side effects, whether they be cognitive or more motor. One of the first JAK inhibitors, XL019, this was a significant side effect. That drug didn't get past 6 or 8 patients. And there's others that have had it to a little degree that have been dose dependent. It's not been seen with ruxolitinib to any degree. And again, as I mentioned with fedratinib, it was about 8 out of 900.